Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to My Subaru for our continued discussion on God and politics. And today I hope to wrap up our discussion on the scene in Mark chapter 12 where Jesus is trapped by some religious leaders. They think they trap him, and they ask him if he should and his followers should pay this head tax to Caesar. And Jesus gives us a revolutionary answer. It was an answer so brilliant, even those who hated him were amazed at his answer. And if you remember his answer, it was, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. His inscription is on the coin. You give him what is his. It's his money. But you give to God what is God's. What an amazing statement. What an amazing response that you and I need to wrestle with and to consider and to really ask the question of ourselves. Are we giving to God that which is God? Does he really have our loyalty? Does he have our heart? Does he have our devotion? Does he have our time, our money, our values? I hope you'll wrestle with that today. But I want you to notice that his answer was not an oversimplification. It was also not an answer that was advocating political apathy, but it was also an answer that was not advocating one side or the other. It wasn't advocating some revolt. This was an amazing answer that invites us as Christians who are not citizens of this world. We are Americans, but we are Christians first. We have an ultimate home that is not in this world. And so what we have to wrestle with is, what does it mean? What does it look like to live in this world but not be of this world? And every generation, every follower of Christ needs to ask and answer that question. Our founding mothers and fathers of America, they wrestled with this question. And by the way, they debated and disagreed on what it meant. You had people advocating revolt from England, and you had people advocating, no, the Bible says that we must submit to our authorities and honor the king. And so obviously they disagreed on it. And here we are today, over 200 years later, still as Christians wrestling with that question. Now, here's what I want you to know. Not only did Jesus not advocate political apathy, he did not also advocate political supremacy. In other words, to bring about real change in this world is not going to come about by having power, especially political power. And we have seen examples over and over and over throughout history of people who get and gain power, and then that power eventually corrupts them, and it becomes about keeping and maintaining that power. That is one of the beauties of the American Constitution. Yeah, there's chaos and there's disagreement and there's debate because we have freedom of press and freedom of speech, and those are values that we must hold on to. But one of the brilliant things that our founding fathers understood was that no man or woman will ever do well if they have ultimate power for long term. George Washington, what an amazing man. A lot of imperfections, absolutely. But one of the things that he did that was so amazing and so brilliant was that when he had all the power of this new country, he had the popular vote, he had the military power backing him, and he had people who were pressuring him to become a king and to remain in power. But the most brilliant thing that he ever did was that he stepped down and passed peacefully that power on to someone else. And we've seen that peaceful transfer of power for the entire history of our country. And I believe, and that's my prayer, that we will see a peaceful power, transition of power, should Trump lose. And should he win, it is my hope and prayer that we will still see peace in our country. And I hope that you'll pray along with me for that. Now, one of the interesting things that was taking place during the first century was is you had people who wanted to isolate themselves from the political process and from society. They were called Essenes. Maybe you've heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls. They dropped out, bunkered in, and just went out and lived in the wilderness. They built their caves, their bunkers, and they pulled away from society. And then you had the zealots, and they were people who carried knives and looked for ways to overthrow the Roman oppression. They were nationalists, and they wanted power, and they wanted to overthrow the power that was in control at that time. And so Jesus' answer about give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God's indicates that real change doesn't come through political power or influence alone. Now, I believe we need to engage our system. I hope you'll vote, and I hope you'll vote your conscience. But as Christians, our real power is not in gaining power or passing new laws politically. Our real power is exactly what George Washington did, and is exactly what Jesus did, the one who had all the power, who could have, in a snap of his finger, taken over everything politically. In fact, Jesus was tempted by Satan. You remember this? He was tempted by Satan, who said that he would give him all authority and power over all the kingdoms of the world. And what did Jesus do? He said no. In fact, he used his power, he leveraged his power, and he washed the disciples' feet. He served and ultimately went to the cross and died for your sins and my sins. That's what love does with power. That's what love does when it has power. And so, as followers of Jesus, we want to live in a better world. We want to make the world a better place. And so we need to engage society, not pull away and isolate ourselves like the Essenes. But we also cannot rely upon political power or passing more laws to make the world a better place. We need to love, and we need to use whatever power we may have. And we all have a certain amount of power, and we all have a certain amount of time. And the question is, how can we leverage and use what God has given us to spread His love and change the world we live in? And so in these tumultuous political times that we live in America, may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God bless you guys. I love you, and I'll see you next time.